Hi there. Welcome to the Biz Communication Show. I'm your host, Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy, bringing you tips and strategies that will boost your business. Because on the Biz Communication Show, we share winning words and ways. And speaking of words, we're always trying to find the right words, aren't we? The right words for the right occasion. And sometimes we're very nervous about that. We're going to give a speech. And I've dealt with many, many clients talking about stage fright and how to overcome it. So in speaking, we're very fearful that we won't get the right words. Or another example would be job interviews. We're the candidate and we want to say the right things and avoid saying the wrong things. Or we're presiding over a meeting. In that meeting, what we say is important and sometimes even critical. So there are many occasions when business professionals are going to be very worried about, have they said the right word? Are they saying the right word? Are they going to say the right word? There's much tension involved in that. But I'm going to explore with you for a few minutes a situation where we're much more fearful about saying the right thing. In our careers, there are going to be many occasions when we are going to be notified that there is a funeral planned and a reception with it for someone that we know very well. It could be a neighbor, it could be a friend. And in many cases, it's a business associate. And the impulse that we have, and I've had that impulse, we all have, the impulse we have is, well, I'm just not going to go there. I'm not going to attend. And the thoughts that we have about avoiding are, I really wouldn't know what to say. And then we say, well, I'll just send them a card, or I will make a memorial gift to the charity that they designate. Or, you know, there are going to be so many people there, they won't really notice if I'm not there. That's our avoidance thinking. Yet I want us to shift our thinking today. And the way I'm going to do that is to give you an illustration that I experienced personally recently. And what you and I can learn about communication in stressful and even sorrowful situations from that experience. I live in Gainesville, Georgia, Northeast Georgia. Athens, Georgia, the seat of the University of Georgia, is only a 1-hour drive away. A few days ago, I attended a funeral service for a man that I had known for decades. He was immensely respected by his family, his friends, his church, his community, his neighbors. He was a giver. He was a contributor. He was the kind of guy you were automatically attracted to. More than 400 people attended his funeral service. That many came to the reception afterward. The family stood in line for 2.5 hours, greeting these people, hugging them, chatting with them for a couple of minutes each, hearing their memories of the deceased. Now, here's the point I want to make. Will those family members remember what somebody said? Or will they remember what they did not say? No, that's not the case at all. What they will remember is that they were there. What they will remember is that their presence showed that they cared. What they will remember is the nonverbal expressions of concern and sympathy and support and love. So the next time that you are debating whether to go to a funeral and the reception that goes along with that, and you worry that you wouldn't have anything to say, this is a time, I can assure you, when your words don't really matter. What matters is the message that you give by being there. Thanks for being with me today. I'm Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy, bringing you winning words and ways, and words and ways that will boost your business. I invite you to go now to my YouTube channel, where you will find many other examples of business words and ways that will help you in your business and professional life. Just go to YouTube and in the search bar, type in my YouTube moniker, Bill Lampton, PhD. And while you're there, hit that subscribe button. I have generated over 400 teaching videos, many of them a part of the Biz Communication Show that have a guest. And then there are many others that have solo presentations like this one. You will benefit from all of them. So do subscribe to my YouTube channel. Certainly, I welcome you to visit my website. And since I'm the Biz Communication Guy, quite logically, my website is bizcommunicationguy.com. After that, give me a phone call. My phone is 678-316-4300. Again, 678-316-4300. Let's talk about your communication challenges and struggles and problems and how I can assist you with them. And in closing, I want to say again, show up, be there for that funeral and for the reception afterwards. That's the biggest, warmest, greatest message that you can give, and your words don't really matter. Thanks again for being with me. Be with me for the next edition of the Biz Communication Show. I'm your host, Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy.